Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Richie Valenzuela bringing us back. Richie Valens to you, the late great Richie Valens. I'm Jim Blasingame, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with Dr. Patricia Green. Patty is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. We're celebrating her 10th anniversary today. She's professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. She's national academic director of Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program, which is what we've been talking about. Patty, one of the things I was really impressed with, a new report that you got out right now, is the results you've been getting from this program. It's, you guys are just turning some companies around.
We're pretty excited about it, Jim. You know, and that's the numbers we're reporting here are just at their 6-month point after the program. You know, so this is really early stage. And in fact, some of our folks have had to sort of stop, take a look, back up a little bit before they can go for either switch people, switch markets, that kind of thing. And yet we still get, this feels like a tease.
They're learning why what's happening, what they've been doing isn't working. They already knew something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning what wasn't working, and they're having to either reinvent themselves or retool or relearn, and that creates a little bit of inertia while you're making the adjustment.
No, you're absolutely right. And yet still, almost 64% of those that took our program increased their revenues by the 6-month point.
Wow.
Yeah, 64%. That's pretty amazing.
IC.org, folks. I know hearing that, somebody's saying, where can I sign up? IC.org, and you can sign up for this. So give us a couple more of the stats on the success of this thing, Patty, and then let's talk about the blended program.
I will, but I want to give you a comparison, too. And you know how hard it is to get comparisons, but while we're at 64% for increasing revenue, that compares to 37% across the general economy surveyed by National Small Business Administration. So, you know, getting close to double there. For new jobs, I really love this one, too. Almost 45% at the 6-month point had added new jobs.
Wow.
And that's compared to 18%
that's
in the more
really,
general economy.
And you know, those other numbers are the ones I see. They're comparing to other surveys that I see myself.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations on that. We need those jobs. We need that growth. So, folks, this is, you know, you've heard me talk a lot about the fact that some of our headwinds are things we have no control over, but some of our headwinds are self-made, aren't they, Betty?
Oh, absolutely.
We don't get out of our own way.
So this is taking the time to actually work on the business.
Yeah.
And that's not taking the time isn't easy.
Well, that's right, because we all believe we don't have enough time. But folks, if you'll get smarter, you'll be amazed how much more time you'll find for yourself. All right, so talk to us about the blended program for people who may not be nearby one of your outlets.
So you do apply through that icic.org website, and it is the same curriculum, exactly the same curriculum. We've just reorganized it and looked at what things would work well online. Move those online. You still have your faculty, the same faculty trained in this program. You still have a business advisor. In this case, it's a virtual business advisor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you still talk about access to capital and, again, the leadership pieces, all those same things. We're just getting ready next week. The pilot class is going to come back to Babson for 4 days, and then it'll graduate next Friday.
Wow. Congratulations. So now Goldman Sachs has made a pretty good investment in this, haven't they?
$500 million.
Wow. Plus a lot of time.
That's really true. We've been so impressed with the volunteers. You know, just
good
in different parts of the program. It's only in different cities where they have offices, that kind of thing.
Right.
But it's, you know, we always say about the equity model, if you only got the money, you didn't do it right.
Right.
This is money, time, network, you name it.
So, so what does it cost to be part of this?
Oh, no, this is a scholarship program.
Ah.
So even the travel is included in the scholarship.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's where the money's going. It's going up to pay for this. So the people who are brought in, are they selected from a group or
they
how does it work?
It's, it's a competitive process.
Yeah.
So you apply, you actually go through an interview with part of the delivery mm-hmm. team, and with mm-hmm. I should say ICIC is Initiative for Competitive Inner City, a group that's been working in, especially in urban entrepreneurship, for a long, long time.
Right.
So there are recruiting partners.
ICIC.org, and quickly, as we wrap up, how many companies have you helped so far?
We've crossed 2,000 now.
Wow, congratulations. On the way to 10,000, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
And
hey,
beyond.
Patty,
yep.
Thank you for being here. I'm so proud of you for continuing to be such a great champion for entrepreneurship. Keep up the good work and keep coming back.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Patricia Green, ICIC.org. Don't forget that. And also Babson.edu. That's the college address. That's a great university there, by the way, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.